All right, good morning. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Gimel. Today we are going to finish up, God willing, the sixth perek of the Masechta, and we're going to start at the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, just a series of Mishnayos regarding a person who makes a neder from a certain thing, and then an analysis of what exactly is included in the scope of the neder. How specifically are we going to interpret the lashonos of the neder? And this continues with a theme. This just continues on the theme that we've been discussing over the past few days, and frankly, the next perek Shvi, the seventh perek, continues on with this theme as well. So let's pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. It says the Mishnah, Noder Minat Marim, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to have hanah from dates, he's not going to eat dates, mutter bidvash tamarim, it's mutter for him to eat date honey. So in other words, it's mutter for him to eat that which comes out of the date. Misat vanios, if he takes a neder that he's not going to eat winter grapes, these are grapes that are not fully ripened, and in fact never fully ripened, they're just very, very small and not really made for consumption, we'll see. So mutter b'chometz sitvanios, then it's mutter for him to eat vinegar that comes from these winter grapes. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says, kol shashem toldoso kriya alav v'nodrei menu, Asur b'yotze emenu. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira argues, and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says that any time you have something where the shame tolda is appended to it, in other words, any time you have something where the thing is asur, and the thing that comes out of that thing that's asur goes by the name of the thing that's asur, so for example, you have tamarim, tamarim are asur because you made the neder, dvash tamarim is known as dvash tamarim, so that which comes out of it is going to be usr. So he very clearly argues on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, again, if you take a neder against dates, it's mutter to have date ani. Take a neder against sitvanios, it's mutter to have chomes sitvanios. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says, no, so long as the thing that comes out of it still goes by the name of the source of the isr, it's going to be usr to eat the thing that goes out of it as well. And then v'chachamim atirim. And the chachamim say it's mutter. Okay, so what we have to figure out, what does it mean when the Mishnah says, and the Chachamim say it's mutter? What's mutter? Is certainly the tamarim can't be mutter, or the sitvanios cannot be mutter, because you made a neder that the sitvanios are going to be usr. So, we'll see in the Gemara whether that's actually true, but it appears to be, the simple reading of the Mishnah, is that when it says v'chachamim atzirim, the chachamim again are saying that which comes out of the source of the iser is going to be mutter, and the Gemara is going to ask, well, the chachamim, or the sheet of the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama already says that which comes out of the source thing is going to be mutter. The Ran here on the Mishnah says that forgetting about the sheet of the Chachamim, but just on the Mishnah in general, the sheet of the Tanakhama is very difficult to understand, because yesterday we saw Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim about where they had agreed, even though they argued themselves in the case of where the guy takes a nether against milk, is he mutter to have whey? If the guy takes a nether against whey, is he mutter to have milk? And we wound up concluding in the Ran and Amabez in yesterday's daf that the whole Machlokas Rav Yossi and the Chachamim hinged on whether in their specific locale they would refer to whey as milk whey. So in Rav Yossi's locale, they would refer to whey as milk whey, and therefore when you take a neder from milk, it's usur for you to have whey. The Chachamim, in their locale, they did not refer to whey as milk whey, and therefore if you took a neder against milk, it would be mutter for you to have whey because it goes by a different name. But the mashmos is that if in the Chachamim's locale, whey would continue to be known as milk whey, it would be usur, just like Rav Yossi says it's usur. Now over here, what's the story in the Mishnah? The story in the Mishnah is that you have tamarim, and we're saying it's mutter for you to eat dvash tamarim, sitvanios, and it's mutter for you to eat chomes sitvanios. But over here, the thing that comes out of it, the derivative, goes by the name of the original thing, and if it goes by the name of the original thing, both according to the Chachamim and Rav Yossi from yesterday's daf, it should be usur. So why does the Tanakhama say here that it's mutter? So the Ran quotes the Rashba, who explains that in the case of milk whey, the problem is that in addition to being known as whey of milk, the whey also has undergone no physical change from the time that it was mixed in with the milk, which is when the guy made the neder. Therefore, the whey remains usur even after it's separated, because just physically it retains the same properties. Here, however, even though Dvash Tmarim still goes by the name Tmarim, so we still hearken back to the source in terms of the name of the item, the item itself has undergone a physical change. First it's Tmarim, then it's Dvash Tmarim. You can't say, oh, the Dvash was in the Tmarim and the same physical state at the time you made the neder. No, it wasn't. You crushed the Tmarim and that makes the Dvash. Same thing with the Chometz. And the Ran says for his own account, in addition to the Rashba, that while it's true that the honey and the vinegar retain the name of the source, this is only in order to distinguish the honey and the vinegar from other types of honey and vinegar. So, for example, we're conditioned to think when you say honey, what honey do you mean? You mean bee honey. So if you would have date honey, you would call it date honey not because it retains the same characteristic or not because it's so connected to the source, just to distinguish it from something else. Why would you refer to it as chometz sitvanios? To distinguish it from chometz of regular grapes, from chometz of regular wine. So that's why in this case it's mutter. In yesterday's daf, the reason that the whey was called whey of milk was not to distinguish it from other whey that comes from some other thing, because there is no whey that comes from any other source. Rather, the reason that we called it whey of milk is because it retains the same identity as the milk. That's why over there, Rav Yossi would say that's why Rav Yossi and the Chachamim would agree that the whey would be usur if it's called whey of milk. Whereas over here, the Tanakhama says that if you took the nether from tamarim, it would be mutter in dvash tamarim, and so to sitvanios, it would be mutter in chometz sitvanios. So that's the way the Ran distinguishes this case from the case that we saw in yesterday's daf. So says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to elaborate on what we alluded to just when we concluded the reading of the Mishnah. So it says Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. So I don't get it. You have a Tanakama that says if you take another from Tmarim, it's Mutter in Dvash Tmarim. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says no, that so long as the thing that comes out of it goes by the name of the original thing that's Usur, the thing that comes out of it is also going to be Usur. Which is a fancy way of saying that Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says that the Dvash Tmarim is going to be Usur. And then we conclude, v'chachamim matirim, the chachamim say it's mutter. So what's mutter? If it means that the dvash tmarim is mutter, that's the Tanakama. We already saw the Tanakama that the dvash tmarim is mutter. So says the Gemara, ika benayu hada. The following case is what they argue about. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, klal zeh amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said the following general rule, kol shedarko lechol, if there is something that is the derech to eat, and it's the derech to eat that which comes out of it, kagon tamarim v'dvash tamarim, like tamarim and dvash tamarim, then no derbo, if you took a neder in it, in that you're not going to eat the tamarim, then usur b'yotzimimenu, then it's usur for you to eat the dvash tamarim as well. No der miyotzimimenu, if you took a neder from that which comes out of it, from the dvash tamarim, then usur bo. Then you're not allowed to eat the source item, you're not allowed to eat the tamarim either. You're not allowed to eat the tamarim as well. Kol she'ein dar kolechol. However, if there's something that it's not the derech to eat, for example, sitvanios, these winter grapes, where they're unripened grapes, so it's not the derech to eat these grapes, v'derech hayotzi mimenu lechol, and it is the derech to eat that which comes out of it, like chometz sitvanios, where it is the derech to eat chometz sitvanios, so no derbo, if you took a neder in it, ein aser ella biyotzi mimenu, then it's only usur to eat that which comes out of it, but it's mutter to eat the source item because the source item is not generally fit for consumption. Why? Why is this the case? Shalonis kavin ze ela miyotzim imenu. Why? Because when this guy makes the neder on the sitvanios, He never has in mind to aser sitvanios because he doesn't even think that he's ever going to eat sitvanios. What he has in mind is he has in mind only the chomet sitvanios. So how does this explain? So the Ran says that according to the Tanakhama, both when the source is edible and when it's not edible, if you take a neder, both when the source is edible and it's not edible, if you take a neder that you're not able to eat, that you're not able to eat something, it's you're not able to eat that thing, but you're mutter to eat the thing that comes out of it. So the Tanakhama argues on Rav Shimon ben Elazar in both cases, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar had said that when you take a neder against that you're not allowed to eat something, and that thing is usually eaten, then you're not allowed to eat that thing, and you're not allowed to eat that which comes out of it. Meaning, let's talk about the case of tamarim. In the case of tamarim, Rav Shimon Elazar would say, if you take a neder on tamarim, since both tamarim and dvash tamarim are roi l'achila, you're not allowed to eat the tamarim, and you're not allowed to eat the dvash tamarim. We saw the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to eat the tamarim because you took a neder against it, but you're allowed to eat the dvash tamarim. So he argues on Rav Shimon Elazar in that case. Now, Rav Shimon Elazar would also say, in the case of sitvanios, what would happen? Sitvanios are not roi l'achila. Sitvanios are not roi l'achila, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, if you took a neder against sitvanios, you'd be mutter in sitvanios, but you'd be usher in chomet sitvanios. That's the exact opposite of what the Tanakhama says. Tanakhama says you're usher in the sitvanios, and you're mutter in the chomet sitvanios. So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that if you take a neder on tamarim, then it's usher to eat dvash tamarim, he agrees with him in the case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Mishnah, agrees with Rav Shimon Elazar in the case of the tamarim, where both the thing and the derivative would be usher, but he disagrees with him in the case of the chomet sitvanios, in the case of the sitvanios and the chomet sitvanios, because whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says both of them are going to be usher, Rav Shimon ben Elazar would have said that the sitvanios themselves are mutter because they're not eaten, and only the chomet sitvanios is aser because that is what's eaten. Now the Chachamim in the Mishnah are the view of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says the Ran. That's what this whole Gemara is getting to. So the Chachamim in the Mishnah, when it says Chachamim Matirim, that's the view of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So, and what does it mean, Matirin? So we had interpreted the Mishnah, Matirin means that they matter that which comes out of the source item, because that's the natural way to read the Mishnah, because the whole machlokas of the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira and the Mishnah was all about the derivative. Is the derivative usher or is the derivative mutter? So when I read the Mishnah, I purposely said, V'chamim matirim, it means the Chamim say, it's mutter, meaning the derivative is mutter. Says the Ran, no, the Gemara means to say, that's not the way you read the sheet of the Chachamim. When the Chachamim say matirim, the Chachamim is the viewer of Shimon Elazar, so what are they matir? They're matir, the sitvanios themselves. That's what it means, because they say, since you don't eat the sitvanios, when you made the neder, your whole kavana was only on that which comes out of the sitvanios. So the Chachamim are the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar argues on both the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira with regard to the sitvanios, because whereas both the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira say that the sitvanios are aser, the only machlokas between them is whether the chometz is going to be mutter or aser. The Tanakh, the sheet of the Chachamim in the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Elazar, who comes and says just the opposite, that it's only the chometz which is aser, but the sitvanios themselves would be mutter. So that's the way to reconcile these three shitos in the Mishnah over here. So now picking up from the second Mishnah on the Amud, so says the Mishnah like this: Hanoder min ayayin, if a guy takes an eder against wine, mutter b'yayin tapuchin, then it's mutter for him to eat. It's mutter for him to eat apple wine. And the Ran explains the reason that it's mutter to eat wine made from apples is because stam wine means wine made from grapes, because most wine is made from grapes, not from any other fruit. And also, apple wine will always be known as apple wine. You will never refer to apple wine as simply wine. And therefore, if you make an eder from wine, period, only includes grape wine, it doesn't include apple wine. And the Shita Mekabetzes just points out that this will depend on local usage. This will really depend on, in the locale where the guy lives, where he took the neder, what do they usually make wine out of? If you could conceive of a locale where stam wine does mean apple wine, then if you took a neder from stam wine, then lechora it should be usur for you to have apple wine, and it might be mutter for you to have grape wine, because again, it all depends on local custom and usage and what a person had in mind when he made the neder. And similarly, says the Mishnah, min hashemen, if you took a neder from shemen, from oil, mutter b'shemen shum shemen, it's mutter for him to eat shemen shum shemen, shemen that comes from sesame. Why? Because stam oil means oil that comes from olives. Min advash, if you took a neder from dvash, mutter bedvash tamarim, then it's going to be mutter in dvash tamarim. Why? Because as we had said when we explained the last Mishnah, that when we think of dvash, we think of bee honey, and therefore when a person takes a neder from dvash stam, he intends to include only bee honey, but not date honey. And the Tiferes Yisrael just points out, on the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah just points out that the notion that stam dvash means dvash dvorim, of bees, that's true only in Lashon Bnei Adam. In Lashon HaPasuk, it's obvious that stam dvash, like when we say Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, we're talking about the Zion Minim, and therefore it's talking about date honey. It's not talking about bee honey, but as we've seen many, many times throughout the Masechta, the determining factor when it comes to Nedarim and the interpretation of Nedarim is not going to be the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Lashon Akra, it's going to be Lashon Bnei Adam. So again, if a person takes a neder from Stam Dvash, it's Usur and Dvash Dvorim, but it's Mutter and Dvash Tamarim. Menachometz, if he takes a neder from vinegar, Mutter Bechometz Edvanios, but it's Mutter Bechometz Edvanios, because Stam Chometz is Chometz Shal Yayin. And Menachrishin, if he takes a neder from leek, Mutter bekaplutos, it's mutter for him to eat a leek with a head, because that is not what is thought of stam when a person says leek. Mina yerek, if a person takes another from yerek, mutter beyerakos asadeh, it's mutter for him to eat yerakos asadeh, wild greens, because he has in mind not to eat yerek gina, because stam vegetables mean vegetables that are grown in a garden, not vegetables that are grown in the wild. And why? So says the Mishnah, the reason that all of these things are going to be mutter is shehu shem levai, because this is an appellative. This is the way you always describe the thing. In other words, when you take an ether against something stam, you're only usur on the paradigm of that stam thing. Therefore, stam wine is wine from grapes. Stam vinegar is vinegar from wine. Stam honey is honey from bees. And you're mutter to have anything which has an appendage, anything which has another descriptor, like apple wine or date honey or chometz sidvanios, or anything that has another descriptor is going to be mutter, because that doesn't fit the mold of the stam thing that you had in mind to capture with your neder. So says the Gemara like this, Tanya, hanunder min hashemen b'eretz Yisrael, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to eat shemen and he's in Eretz Yisrael, mutter b'shemen shum shemen, it's mutter for him to eat shemen shum shemen, v'asur b'shemen zayis, and it's also for him to eat shemen zayis. And ubavavel, it's going to be the opposite. Ubavavel, asur b'shemen shum shemen, it's asur for him to eat oil made out of sesame seeds. Umutter b'shemen zayis, and it's going to be mutter for him to eat oil made out of olives. Why? Because obviously in Eretz Yisrael, they used oil that comes from olives, and therefore when he said oil stam, he had in mind olive oil. In Bavel, they used oil that came from sesame, and when the guy took another oil stam, he had in mind oil that came from sesame and not oil that came from olives. Now, makom shemistavkim mizeh mizeh, what if it's a place where they eat both olive oil and sesame oil? So in that case, usur bezeh bezeh, then it's going to be usur in both. So says the Gemara Pshita, well, once you tell me that it's all totally on what they use, and you have in mind to include in the neder only the oil that they use, so isn't it self-evident that if you live in a place where they actually use both things, then it would be usur for you to eat both things? Says the Gemara, lo tzricha de ruba min chad mistapkin. No, because the chiddush is that most of the people in the locale use a certain type of oil. It's either most of them use olive oil or most of them use sesame oil. Ma'adatema asal basar ruba, I might think that you should go basar rov and therefore asar only the type of oil that most people use. Kamash malan not, because safek isura lechumra, safek isura l'chumra. The Ran says, what does it mean, safek yisura l'chumra? This is in keeping with the general principle of safek da'oraisa l'chumra. And since a miyad of the population uses the second kind of oil, it's possible that the noder intended to include it in, to include this minority used oil in the neder as well. The Miri says, yeah, I mean, both of them would be included in the neder, but when it comes to giving malchus, you would, for violating the neder, you would only give malchus if the guy violated the neder by eating the type of oil which is used by the majority. But you would not violate the neder but you would violate the neder, but you would not get malchus. You would not warrant malchus by eating the type of oil that is eaten only by the minority. The Achronim also debate here why exactly we say Safek Yisura L'chumra, which is Safek Daraisa L'chumra, as opposed to saying Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir. I mean, because there are various Lashonas that we have used throughout to explain why we're Machmir in certain situations. So they talk about why this is considered to be a Safek Isser, and we don't use one of the other principles of Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir. But in any event, so we see that that the chiddush here is that if both things are used, then both things are going to be included in another, even if one thing is used more prevalently than the other. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, four lines up from the bottom, Anoder min hayerek, if a person takes a neder against vegetables, that he's not going to eat vegetables, so b'shar shnei shavua, in the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, in other words, in every non-Shemitah year, then it's usur b'yirakos hagina, then it's usur for him to eat vegetables grown in a garden, umutur b'yirakos asada. And it's going to be mutter for him to eat vegetables that are grown in a field. Why? Because when a person says vegetables, stam vegetables that he has in mind to capture are vegetables of a garden. But he doesn't have in mind to capture vegetables of a sade. Uvishviyis, however, during the Shemitah year, asur b'yirakos asade, it's asur for him to eat yirakos asade, umutter b'yirakos agina, and it's going to be mutter for him to eat, and it's going to be mutter for him to eat yirakos agina. Why? Because in Shemitah, what happens to everybody's field? Everybody's field becomes hefker, and you're not allowed to eat the produce of your field, of your garden, right? And therefore, if you're making a neder during Shemitah, and you are noder against yirakos, you will not be having in mind the yirakos that grow in your garden, because what grows in your garden is hefker. So you only have in mind the yirakos that grow in the wild. So if you take a neder during Shemitah on yirakos, you have in mind only yirakos that grow in the wild, not domesticated yirakos. If you take a neder the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, you have in mind only the domesticated yirakos and not the yirakos that grow in the wild. The Ran says that we have to be a little careful here with the rule that the Mishnah said that Shehu Shem Levi. So all these things that we're discussing now are examples where you took a neder against something stam, and then the question is, are you usur in something that is called by, that is within the category of that thing, but is known by a very specific name? So again, to use wine as an example, yayin tapuchim. If you take a neder against yayin, you're mutter in yayin tapuchim, because stam wine means stam yayin is yayin shel anovim, and not yayin shel tapuchim. The Ran says that there are sometimes when there's something that would be called by this appellative, by an appellative, but it would still remain in the scope of the nether. For example, he says yayin mavushal. So yayin mavushal, if you take a nether against yayin, is it mutter for me to eat yayin mavushal? So does the nether yayin mean yayin stam, only that wine which has no other descriptor? Or is even Yayin Mavushal picked up in the nether? So the Ran says, yeah, Yayin Mavushal would be picked up in the nether as well. Why? Because Yayin Mavushal, the appellative Mavushal, is Stam describing the process for the making of the wine. But the wine itself is called regular wine. Yayin Tapuchim, on the other hand, it's not only that the process of the making of the wine is different, the source of the wine is different, and in order to tell people to advertise that the source is different than Stam Yayin, you'll always call it Yayin Tapuchim. Whereas if I invite you to my house and I serve you a bottle of wine, I won't ask you, oh, would you like some Yayin Mavushal? Whether the wine is Mavushal or not is of no consequence to you, so long as the other halachas of drinking yayin chena mavushal are abided by, you would still only call it wine. Whereas if you came to my house and I offered you wine and I served you apple wine, you would probably wonder what was going on and wonder why I didn't call it apple wine specifically. So that's just what the Ran brings down what the Ron brings down over here. So says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Avo, Bishurim Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So says Rav Avo in the name of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. So lo shanu, ela b'makam she'ena u'sa lo shanu. In other words, that halacha which we said that in Shemitah, if you're taking a nether against Yerek in Shemitah year, then you only come to include Yerakos Asada, but you don't come to include Yerakos Agina. That's only when they don't bring in ela b'makam she'ema vi'en Yerek mechutz laretz Eretz Yisrael. The laretz. That's only where they don't bring in Yerakos from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael. However, in a place where they do bring Yerakos from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to be aser for him to eat Yerakos Agina, and it's aser for him to eat Yerakos Asada. Why? Because if he lives in a locale where they bring Yerakos from Chutz Laretz, which don't have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore you're allowed to eat them, obviously, during Shemitah, to Eretz Yisrael, then when he makes a nether against Yerakos, when he takes a nether against Yerakos, Stam, he has in mind both Yerakos Asadeh, which would be mutter for him to eat in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerakos Agina, because even though the Yerakos that grow in the Gina in Eretz Yisrael would be Yasser because of Kedusha Shvius, he has in mind to include the Yerakos that grew in a Gina that they bring in from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, which are also going to be mutter for him to eat during Shvius. So says the Gemara, this is Kitanoi, that Emevian Yerek min Chutz Laretz Laretz, because Tanakama says that you are not allowed to bring Yerakos in from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Chananya ben Gamliel says, Mevian Yerek min Chutz Laretz Laretz, that you're allowed to bring Yerakos from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. So my time at the Mount Yamar Emevian, what's the reason for the Mount Yamar who says that you cannot bring Yerakos from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah? So Rav Yirmiyah Mishum Gush, Rav Yirmiyah says it's because of Gush. So what does it mean? Gush, so the Ron explains that on a Drabana level, soil from Chutz Laretz is going to be Tumei Mishum Meis. And in order to prevent the spread of Tumei in Eretz Yisrael, where it made a big deal whether something was Tumei or Tar, the Tanakama prohibited bringing these Yerakos from Chutz Laretz because he was concerned if you uprooted the Yerakos, in addition to the Yerakos, you would bring in a clod of dirt. The dirt is Safek Tumei Meis, and you're going to spread the status of Safek Tumma in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chananya ben Gamliel isn't concerned about this because it's uncommon for the dirt, however, to be brought in along with the greens. And therefore, Rav Chananya ben Gamliel would say there's no reason to be gozer against bringing the Yerakos in from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out, I mean, you might think that the Machlokas is based on some sort of philosophical debate over whether it's appropriate to try to maybe circumvent the halachos of Shemitah by bringing Yerakos from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the practical, and today not practical, but in the Zman HaMikdash, and when they kept the halachos of Tumah Tara, the practical impact of bringing in Yerakos and the concern that you might bring in a clod of dirt that may be Safek Tamei along with the Yerakos. So says the Mishnah Vayter, last Mishnah in the Perek, so min akruv, if you take a nether against cabbage, so usur be asparagus. It's usur to eat asparagus. What's asparagus? So the Ran has two deis. One is that it's either a type of cabbage, it's a species of cabbage, or the Ran, that's what the Ran says. The Meiri says that asparagus is water that cabbage was cooked in. And in other places, we see throughout the Gemara, whenever we mention asparagus, it's always referring to some sort of drink. And I think actually Rashi in the other Masechtas where it mentions asparagus actually does say that it's mayim that shasholik bakruv, that the cabbage was boiled in. So says the Mishnah again, if you take another from cabbage, it's usur to eat asparagus. However, min asparagus, if you take another from asparagus, mutter bakruv, it's mutter to have the cabbage itself. Why? Because either according to the Shita of the Meiri, asparagus is a liquid, and so if you take another from a liquid, then you're allowed to have the solid, you're allowed to have the cabbage. And according to the Shita of the Ran, well, asparagus is a type of cabbage. So if I take a nether from cabbage generally, I'm not allowed to have asparagus because it's a type of the thing that I was noder. But if I take a nether only against a very specific type of cabbage, then I'm allowed to have other types of cabbage. I'm just not allowed to have that type of cabbage. So says the Mishnah Vayter, min agrisin, if I take a nether against grits, usur b'mikbeh, it's usur to eat pottage, which is some food that was made of grits. Rav Yossi Mater, and Rav Yossi says it's going to be it's going to be mutter, because in the place of Rav Yossi, they used to call mikveh, they used to call the pottage stam pottage, and they wouldn't call it mikveh shel greisin. So it's they would not call it by the name of the greisin that it's made from. Mina mikveh, if Rav Yossi mater, mina mikveh, if you took a neder from mikveh, from this pottage, then mutter be greisin, then it's mutter to have greisin, because mikveh is only one of the types of food that could be made from greisin, from the grits. Mina mikveh, however, if you took a neder from mikveh, from pottage, usur b'shum, it's usur to have garlic. Why in the world would it be usur to have garlic if you took a neder from pottage? Because pottage is something that's a very thick, it's like a very thick, pasty type food, and the way that they would prepare the garlic apparently is that they would cut it up into very small pieces. They would cut the heads of garlic, and after that they would cook it in water, and it would then develop into a very thick substance like a paste, and that's the way they would use the garlic. So the garlic is an example of something which is cooked in the form of a thick paste. Therefore, it's like mikveh, and if you take a neder against mikveh, against this pottage, then it's going to be usur for him to eat. Then it's going to be usur for him to eat garlic as well. The Rosh explains that the reason that it's going to be usur to eat garlic is not because garlic is prepared in the same way as mikveh, or that it has the same physical properties as the mikveh. It's because in every recipe for mikveh there is garlic or the taste of garlic. And therefore, when you take a neder against mikveh, it's going to be usur for you to eat the staple ingredient in the mikveh as well. However, there are types of pottage, there are types of mikveh that are not made from greisin. And therefore, if you take a neder against mikveh, it's going to be mutter for you to have greisin, because there are other types of mikveh in addition to mikveh shel greisin. Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter, min adashim, if you take a neder from adashim, usur bashishim, it's usur for him to have honey-fried lentils. Rav Yossi mater, and Rav Yossi says it's mutter for him to have honey-fried lentils, because it's a different type of lentil. It's not what he was noder against. Min ashishim, if he takes a neder against the honey-fried lentils, mutter badashim, it's going to be mutter to have regular lentils. It's going to be mutter to have regular lentils. Then finally, if the guy says chita chitin shani toim, if he says chita chitin, wheat, that I'm not allowed to taste, so aser ben ben kemach ben apas, that it's aser for him to eat it raw or in bread. Gris greisin shani toim, if he takes a neder against gris greisin, aser ben ben chayin ben mevushalin, it's aser for him to eat them whether they are raw or whether they are cooked. Rav Yehuda Amar, konim gris ochita shani toim. If he says, I am not allowed to taste a gris or a chita, mutter lachus chayim. It's going to be mutter for him to chew it raw. Why would it be mutter for him to chew it raw? So it's because he has in mind only raw, because if he would have had in mind, if he would have had in mind to include in his neder chewing or tasting the chita or the gris in its raw state, he would have called them chitin or grisin. In other words, he would have used a lashon rabim. Because he uses only a lashon yachid, it turns out that he has in mind only to prohibit these things when they appear in cooked or baked food. There are those who explain that Rabbi Yehuda is cholik on the Tanakhama, because the Tanakhama says that whether you say it in lashon yachid or whether you say it in lashon rabim, it includes both cooked and uncooked. And however, Rabbi Yehuda says that it includes uncooked only if you're going to use it in the lashon rabim. So that's the way Tosfos explains. The Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing on the Tanakhama, and Tosfos will say that when the Tanakhama said greisin, he doesn't mean that you use both lashonos, because Rabbi Yossi would also agree that if you use both lashonos, Rabbi Yehuda rather would also agree that if you use both lashonos, then it would pick up both raw and cooked greisin, because we saw that raw greisin you would call greisin, and cooked greisin you would call grease. Tosfos says what the Tanakhama means is not greisin, that you said both, it's that you said either. So if you say either of these lashonos, it's going to be usur both raw and cooked. Rav Yosef says, no, raw is only usur if you use the plural lashon, not if you use the singular lashon. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, says the Gemara, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, chita shani toeim usur lefos. It's going to be usur for him to bake it, because chita is b'mashma something that is baked. Umutar lachos, it's going to be mutter for him to chew it raw. Chitim, this is the shita of Rav Yehuda. Chitim shani toeim, if you say chitim shani toeim, Asr lachos, it's going to be asr for him to chew it raw, because chitim in the Lashon of Rabbi means raw. Umutter lefos, it's going to be mutter for him to bake it, because he only has in mind the raw, that which is referred to by the plural, not that which is referred to by the singular. Chita chitin shani toim, if he says both lashonos, then asr bein lachos bein lefos, it's going to be asr for him to bake it, and it's going to be asr for him to eat it raw as well. Gris shani toim, asr lavashel, asr to eat only cook reason. Umutter lachos, it's going to be mutter for him to eat raw, because raw would be referred to in the Lashon Rabbim. Therefore, grisin shani toim, if he refers to it in the Lashon Rabbim, Aser Lachos, it's going to be Aser for him to eat it raw, Umutter Lavashel, and it's going to be Mutter for him to cook, because if he wanted Aser cooked, he would have said Gris. He would have used the singular Lashon. Gris Grisin Shani Toim. If, however, he says Gris Grisin, then it picks up both, and then Aser Bein Lavashel Bein Lachos is going to be Aser for him to eat both in its cooked and in its raw form. So Hadron Alechanodim and Avushel, tomorrow, God willing, we'll pick up with the seventh perek of the Masechta.